We're on the telephone today with Dan Akison from Stockton, Kansas, in northwest Kansas. Dan is the vice chairman of National Grain Sorghum Board of Directors and also heads up the group's legislative committee. Well, Dan woke up this morning to the news that China has imposed a pretty heavy duty on imports of U.S. grain sorghum.
178.6 to be exact.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, not totally unexpected, but that's a pretty big shock to your industry, isn't it?
Yes. You know, anytime that you put that steep of a tariff on a product, it's going to kill exports. And so that market in China, for us, has been a great export market and has really added value to the price of our commodity here in the United States.
Talk about the growth of that market. I mean, it started, what, back around 2013 or so?
Yes, the first grain sorghum shipments into China were in 2013, and since then has grown ever since. And we've recently reached the benchmark of exporting 1 billion bushels into China.
Yeah, it's tremendous growth. And, you know, what part of your exports of grain sorghum were going to China then?
Around 60% of the U.S. crop was being exported into China during the last year.
Okay, so as we said, we knew they were going to do something here, right? Because what was it, around the first year they announced they were investigating the situation as far as what they said was dumping of sorghum in China?
Yes, so the anti-dumping and countervailing duty case was announced earlier this year. Since then, the national sorghum producers, we've been awfully busy putting together the legal paperwork that just recently went into Beijing. We had 60 days to complete that paperwork, and then it was just this morning that we heard the announcement of the tariffs. So the sorghum producers have gone through great lengths to cooperate with the Chinese government and to jump through all the hoops to supply them with the information needed. However, we believe that this is definitely an unwarranted and unfounded conclusion.
Yeah, and it's always a challenge to prove something that I know you folks say just isn't true, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went to the farmer level and got on-farm data. We also went to the grain elevator level and also to the grain export level to get them all the information that they needed to prove our case, to prove that we are not dumping sorghum into China.
And do you feel like you're kind of been caught up in this whole trade dispute that has really accelerated here recently?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sorghum was definitely the tip of the spear when it comes to some trade tensions. It's hard to believe, you know, being a sorghum producer here in the United States, that we're being leveraged against being used as leverage against the Chinese government.
You know, sorghum important crop in the High Plains, of course, but it's not a major crop in the U.S. anymore necessarily.
Yeah, when you consider it against other row crops, the corn and soybeans perhaps are up around 90 million acres. We have been below 10 million acres the last several years, so a relatively small crop in comparison.
Okay, so where do you go from here?
At this point, if something administratively or legislatively does not happen to clear the situation up, you know, all arrows point towards a WTO case.
Is that something the federal government pursues then?
Yeah, so at this point, it's going to be out of our hands. You know, we've done the best we can to satisfy all the requirements, you know, required by the anti-dumping case. The countervailing duty case is, of course, going to fall to the U.S. government. And moving forward into a WTO case, that's also going to fall to USTR and also and other trade representatives.
Okay, so where does this leave the sorghum industry right now?
Well, I think it leaves us looking for other markets for sorghum. China provided us with a premium market for sorghum. We were able to export our crop, you know, to them. You know, they were paying more on the international market for it. Now we're looking for other export avenues, but also we're looking more domestically. Our ethanol industry will step up and buy bushels and use U.S. sorghum there. So, you know, just because China dropped out of the market doesn't mean there's nobody that's in demand for sorghum.
Has the demand from China, I mean, is that obviously been supportive of sorghum prices over the past few years? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, whenever you have a hot export market, you know, that tends to draw the bushels and it tends to provide premiums. So that that market in itself has provided quite a bit of market premium here in the High Plains.
I know this has to be very disappointing. The Trump administration has argued that situations like this is one reason they're trying to hold the Chinese feet to the fire, so to speak, in that they feel like they just continue to do things like this that kind of tamper with our markets. Do you feel that way? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in general, farmers and sorghum farmers are supportive of holding China to their trade obligations and to make them play fair in international markets. On the other hand, you know, it's our crops and our bottom lines that are being affected by this.
Well, does this change your sorghum planting plans at all for this year?
No, it doesn't. You know, we're in an area where sorghum is a very smart choice for us as far as a row crop. So we are going to plant just as much sorghum as we have in years past.